If the leaked Supreme Court abortion decision is finalized, medical training for the procedure could become limited. In Illinois, a private equity-backed physician group gets the okay to build a hospital. And after Medicare's decision to restrict Aduhelm coverage, Biogen searches for a new CEO. It's all coming up on today's episode of GIST Healthcare Daily. It's Wednesday, May 4th, and I'm Alex Olgan with GIST Healthcare Daily, where you get the headlines and health business and policy news in about 10 minutes. If you like the podcast, please leave us a rating or a review. It helps other listeners find the show.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
If the leaked Supreme Court draft opinion overturning Roe v. Wade, which established a constitutional right to an abortion in 1973, is finalized, as many as 26 states are certain or likely to ban abortion, and that means medical training on the procedure could become more scarce. According to an analysis published in the Journal of Obstetrics and Gynecology, about 45% of the nation's 286 obstetrics and gynecology residencies are in those 26 states, meaning about half of new OB residents would likely not have access to training in abortion care. Abortion training is a component of OBGYN residency and a requirement for accreditation. This training includes other important skills for OBGYNs, including miscarriage management and uterine evacuation that physicians also use in non-abortion care. As of 2020, more than 90% of residents said they had some access to abortion training. Researchers say training programs could turn to out-of-state travel rotations for this kind of training. Should Roe be overturned, the actual reduction in training opportunities will likely be more widespread, as this analysis doesn't account for family medicine physicians who also receive abortion training. If the Supreme Court's decision is finalized, the nation's patchwork of abortion laws could lead to a patchwork of physician training and ultimately pregnancy care. In a surprise turn of events, the Illinois Health Facilities and Services Review Board is allowing the Quincy Medical Group to open a small inpatient hospital in Quincy, a small town in southwestern Illinois, about 2 hours north of St. Louis, Missouri. Private equity-backed Quincy Medical Group, or QMG, applied for a certificate of need to build a $61 million hospital with 28 beds, as well as a three-room freestanding birthing center. The state board had previously indicated that it would deny the application, saying it would be an unnecessary duplication of services in the area, given there is a Blessing Health System hospital in Quincy. But then last week, all but one of the board's 8 members voted to approve the project. QMG says its facility will end Blessing's monopoly on healthcare in Quincy. Blessing fears the facility will take away its lucrative elective procedures, providers, commercial patients, as well as ending the additional federal funds that it receives as a sole community hospital. Last fall, QMG joined forces with Dooley Medical Group, formerly DuPage Medical Group, one of the largest independent medical groups in the country, with more than 900 physicians. Dooley is backed by private equity firm Ares Management. Last year, QMG opened a new ambulatory surgery center in Quincy with 5 surgical and 3 procedure rooms. The fight between the nonprofit hospital system and PE-backed QMG exemplifies health system concerns when private equity-backed physician groups come to town. The impact of cases like this could ripple far beyond Illinois. UnitedHealthcare is following Medicare's April decision to restrict coverage of Biogen's new Alzheimer's drug, Aduhelm, to patients in clinical trials. United is the largest Medicare Advantage insurer, covering close to 8 million seniors. Other private insurers are also expected to follow Medicare's lead and restrict coverage. Several large health systems, including the Cleveland Clinic, Johns Hopkins, and the University of Michigan, have already said they won't offer the drug. Aduhelm, which was expected to be a blockbuster drug for Biogen, only accounted for a 0.1% of the company's product sales last quarter. Biogen is scrapping sales plans for the drug as part of the company's $500 million cost-cutting measures. This comes after Biogen halved the price tag to $28,000 a year, which now, given these coverage decisions, will need to come from most patients' pockets. And as CNBC's Meg Terrell reports, the company is now searching for a new leader.
Biogen announcing it's begun a search for a new CEO, replacing the current CEO, Michel Vounatsos, who's been there for just more than 5 years. Vounatsos, Biogen says, is going to stay on during the search, both as CEO and as a member of the board, and to help with the transition.
Aduhelm has the potential to help Alzheimer's patients, but that wasn't actually proven in clinical trials. And it does have some significant side effects, including brain bleeding, headaches, dizziness, and falls. Last week, CMS Administrator Chiquita Brooks-LaSure said that Medicare's decision to restrict coverage for the drug, which received accelerated approval, is rare and not an indication of how the agency will treat future coverage of Alzheimer's drugs. Shares of Biogen fell 0.75 percentage point on Tuesday. The company's stock is down 25% over the last 6 months. The overall healthcare sector was up about 0.33 percentage point. Thanks for listening to GIST Healthcare Daily. I'm Alex Olkin. You can check out more insights on healthcare business and policy news on gisthealthcare.com. GIST Healthcare Daily is an independent production of GIST Healthcare.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.